Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With everything that happened yesterday, Clint, with the Big Ten stepping out and just stating we're not playing any non-conference games in terms of fall sports, that includes football. It was a crazy day in college sports. Britt McMurphy, college football insider for Stadium Network, joins us. We thank you for joining us, Britt. And I'm curious, I'm not necessarily surprised that the Big Ten made this decision. Are you surprised how quickly they made the decision? Do you feel like they still had maybe some time to really look at things and evaluate things before they went ahead and made this decision?
Yeah, I mean, I reached out to dozens of folks in college athletics yesterday, and it was not a surprise that the Big Ten made this decision. It was a big surprise, though, that the decision was made yesterday. The expectation was the Big Ten was going to announce this next week, and there were some that hoped that the Power Five as a group could actually come out and make an announcement on what the plans were overall for the upcoming college football season. So this caught a lot of people off guard. And, I talked to a lot of people, and nobody really knows why the sense of urgency for getting this out yesterday was. And then, 30 minutes ago, ACC Commissioner John Swofford said that they hope to have their scheduling for the football season figured out by the end of July. And that's pretty much the timeline I think everyone expected. Sources told me that they expect the ACC to go to a conference-only format that may or may not include a +1 non-conference game. But yeah, as far as the Big Ten, the news, not surprising, but the timing of it, very, very surprising.
Britt, what is a reason? I don't know if it's the reason, but what's a reason for them to jump the gun?
A reason, which, if you want to play all these conspiracy theories, which everyone loves, the Big Ten does not appreciate the SEC and the ACC only playing 8 conference games, while the other leagues, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Pac-12 all play 9 conference games. So it's kind of like, you guys won't play the same number of conference games as we will. So, okay, well, here you go. We're going to go ahead and announce this on our terms and not on your terms. That's somebody floated that to me. That could be 1,000% accurate, inaccurate, but who knows? Again, it's just, it is surprising on why the urgency to get that out instead of what, look, if that's your decision, that's fine. It just caught a lot of people by surprise that they would come out and make this decision so early when pretty much everybody involved in college athletics for the last 3 months has targeted the end of July or August 1st for the definitive drop dead date when we want to announce everything. Because again, we don't know how much things will change in 3 weeks. Just think how things were 3 weeks ago and how much everything has changed.
Yeah, well, when a Power Five comes out and does something like this, obviously we want to talk about the marquee games that aren't going to happen, that we're not going to get to see, and maybe how it impacts the 8 games versus the 9 games, and the problems that have always been fodder during the college season. But in reality, man, the ones that, I mean, it's backbreaking to your smaller schools that really depend on those paydays from the Power Five, the bigger schools, right? I mean, how are they going to weather this storm if all these all conferences end up doing something similar.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough, and it's going to be very challenging. And, you know, Group of Five ADs told me, it can be devastating. I mean, you've got, you know, the Big Ten plays a large number of teams from the Mid-American. Bowling Green had two games scheduled against Big Ten teams. They're going to lose over $2 million because of that. And that's huge. The USF is scheduled to play at Texas. If the Big 12 goes to conference only format, you know, they were supposed to make $1.9, almost $2 million on that one game. So then that paycheck's out the door. And again, all these Group of Five teams, as you guys know, they don't have the monster TV deals that the Power Five leagues have. They don't have the huge attendance numbers and the gate, the donations, et cetera, that the Power Five schools have. So it is substantial when you get $1 million or more to play a game, and you've budgeted that money in for all of your different costs you've had for the coming year. As you looked at your future schedules and said, well, we're getting $1 million this year from playing at this school. We're getting $1.3 million for playing at this school the following. And now that money's gone. These are going to be struggling times and tough times, and that's why you've already seen a number of Group of Five programs that have already eliminated some non-revenue sports. And I'm afraid if we have an abbreviated football season or no football season at all, you're going to see 10 times that many.
Brett McMurphy is with us here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. And Brett, with what happened with the Big Ten yesterday, and you talked about the ACC a little bit, do you think with that move, the other Power Five conferences felt pressured at all by the move that the Big Ten made?
I don't think they feel pressured at all. I think the Pac-12 pretty much for a while has been their preference has been conference only. What it does though is it kind of boxes everybody into a corner. So if you take the Big Ten out of the mix, you take the Pac-12 out of the mix, and so the three remaining Power Five conferences, if they want to play non-conference games, and make no mistake, they want to play exclusively Power Five non-conference opponents. And one reason, the big reason is, those schools have the necessary resources to do multiple tests of student athletes, where the smaller Group of Five schools don't necessarily have the financial means to do that. And so they don't want to take the chance of playing a school that doesn't have the same safety or health guidelines. Again, whether that's accurate or not, that's their mindset. And so now basically you're limiting the number of schools they can play out of conference. And so it gets real tricky. And specifically with the SEC and ACC, there's four in-state rivalries between the SEC and ACC: Georgia, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Kentucky, South Carolina, Clemson, and Florida, Florida State. Obviously, all of those schools want to play those games, but that's a non-conference game. So if you do that, then the other schools in your league would have to find a non-conference game. And that's not going to be that simple, especially because the ACC is going to help out Notre Dame with how many games they need. So you can't just simply have the ACC, SEC have all 14 schools face off, because now you've got Notre Dame in the mix. They're going to play additional games. You can't simply go to the Big 12 because the Big 12 plays 9 conference games. So do they want to go to a 10th game? That's kind of what makes this thing so tricky. And getting back to the Big 10, why it caught everybody off guard by them making this announcement is because the other leagues are still trying to figure out how to make this thing work. And that's what really caught everybody off guard.
Brett, you mentioned Notre Dame there briefly. What do they end up doing? I'm assuming they're the strong ACC ties. That would make sense there. But how do they make it all make sense with Notre Dame?
Well, I talked to ACC Commissioner John Swofford last month and asked him specifically if we get to a conference-only format down the road, would you guys help out Notre Dame? And he said absolutely. If they need additional games, we'll help them out as much as they want. So if you've got all the other Power Five leagues not playing non-conference games, then that means Notre Dame's going to need games. And so the ACC schools would play Notre Dame. They've already got 6 games scheduled against Notre Dame this year. If Notre Dame needs 2, 3, 4, whatever the number is, they'll figure that out. And then obviously they have to balance out the rest of the league. So I think Notre Dame will play, no question, they'll play a majority of ACC schools this year. And possibly they could play exclusively ACC opponents this season.
Brett, I'm curious from you because this I saw the Big Ten commissioner say this yesterday and say, hey, this is the natural first step to just go to only conference games. Is there a legit real fear that this is just the first domino and that it may just go to a point where not only will it not be conference games, but there's a legit chance that there's just no games played in college football this year?
Yeah, I mean, they basically said that. You know, they said, you know, we think, you know, again, when I mentioned earlier about the non-conference playing teams from different conferences, if you're playing teams exclusively from your own conference, then you can control and make sure everybody has the same health and safety guidelines. So everything's apples to apples. There's no misunderstandings. There's no, you know, you're set. He did mention, he said, yeah, you know, this is what we want to do. You know, that is if we have a college football season. In the past few months, I've done a number of stories for Stadium where I reached out to all 130 FBS athletic directors and asked them their thoughts on the upcoming season. Well, back in April, I asked them, you know, what they thought would happen in the upcoming college football season. Only one of the athletic directors told me they thought there would not be a football season in the fall or spring in April. Last week, I did the same survey. 8 ADs told me that. I think that's pretty significant because even though it is an anonymous poll, I don't ID the voters, they do know that these results are going to get out and other people are going to see it. So if 8 people are ready to admit that they don't think there's going to be a season, there's probably 3 or 4 times that many that probably think that, but they're just not going to vote that way because they want to be positive. So, yeah, I'm afraid there's a real chance we don't have a season. And I guess the simplest way, and maybe this is for me on why I don't think ultimately we're going to have a season, this is not a political statement. This is not saying anybody's right or wrong. I'm trying to make this as simple as I can. If whoever deems it safe or not safe determines it's not safe for students to come back on campus and take classes on campus, then how is it safe to have football student athletes playing football? Either both should be safe or either both should be unsafe. And so that's why I think ultimately we end up not having it, because these university presidents make the decision. Most of the time, these folks are not risk takers. And so I think they're going to err on the side of caution. And I think, like we've seen a lot of the Ivy League, the National Junior College Association, you guys would know this better than me. I saw that it looks like the state of Texas isn't going to play high school football this year. I mean, I covered Odessa Permian for 2 years, so I know how important high school Texas football is. Forget the SEC and the Big 12 and the Big 10. If the state of Texas is not playing high school football, then we've got a serious, serious issue on our hands.
Yeah, I know my partner over here is losing it. Brett, thank you so much for the information, and we appreciate you stopping by with us.
Hey, you got it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Brett McMurphy, college football insider over at Stadium.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.